This is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. So I started writing this story, which is called The Coziness of a Silent Night, for my friend Julia, when several years ago I had asked a bunch of my friends what their favorite Christmas carols were, and I was using them for inspiration. This ended up having nothing to do with the Christmas carol that was her favorite, which is Silent Night, but I finished it tonight because I needed something to write and nothing else is speaking to me, and I'm feeling physically, emotionally, and creatively exhausted this week. I have so much going on. And I'm still not 100% healthy, and my mother is arriving on Thursday, and it's just crazy busy, and I'm going in circles trying to get everything done. So this is The Coziness of a Silent Night. Out of habit, Jane tossed her keys onto the small table in the entry of her house, forgetting that they might mar the antique surface as they slid across the top. This table, new to her, had been salvaged from her grandmother's house just before her aunts and cousins had arrived to haggle over the remnants of the old woman's life. Grams, as she had called her grandmother for as long as she'd known how to talk, had called the piece of blonde furniture a telephone table, and, indeed, it did have a small drawer just large enough to hold a few pencils, an address book, and a scratch pad, even though it hadn't played host to an actual telephone in more years than Jane cared to count. As her eyes adjusted to the darkness, Jane moved through her customary evening routine, coat on a hook by the door, shoes at the edge of the bench, purse slung over its arm. She didn't bother turning on any lights, but as she padded in stocking feet across the cold tile floor, she did pause to plug in the Christmas tree. Barely 5 feet tall, the tree stood in the center of the bay window that gave Jane's living room much of its charm. She'd meant to hire someone to hang outside lights in the window, but had never gotten around to it, so the tree was the lone representative of Christmas, save for the four empty stockings hanging from the mantle. One was hers, of course, and one would hold the dog's annual treat, but the other two were for her parents, even though they had made it clear they weren't doing Christmas that year. "We can finally afford to bask on a beach in Mexico, Janie," her mother had said. "You're almost 40. You don't need us to have a good holiday." Except she kind of did, or she needed someone. Resisting the urge to immediately curl up on the sofa, Jane went to put on sneakers and then release her dog from his crate, accepting the happy sloppy kisses the aging Airedale offered. "Walkies?" she asked the curly-haired canine, who was absolutely on board with that suggestion. He cooperated while she put his harness on, but once the final snap had been clicked into place, he was a blur of frenetic energy once again. "Hang on, Winston," she coaxed, but it was useless. Just at the bottom of the porch steps, Jane and Winston came to a sudden halt. "Sorry," she said to the man she'd nearly crushed into. Are you looking for an address?" "Sort of," he said. "I just moved into the house across the street, and my daughter, she's 10, says I have to introduce myself to all the neighbors." Jane grinned. "Well, tell your daughter she's very wise. I'm Jane, by the way, and this is Winston." "Oh, I'm Vince. Vincent, really, but..." "Welcome to the neighborhood, Vince." She scanned the block. "Your daughter isn't with you?" No, he said. "She's with her mom, actually, until after the holiday. It's just me this year." Something in his expression, in his posture, resonated with Jane. This man was having a silent holiday also. "Listen," she said, "I'm alone this year too, but I have a turkey breast I was going to heat. Why don't you join me?" "Seriously?" Vince seemed surprised by the offer. "Well, my dog seems to like you, and Winston is an excellent judge of character." It was true. The dog had plotched on the sidewalk and was laying across both humans' feet. Vince reached down to give head fusses to the dog. "Well, who am I to argue with such a wise creature? What can I bring? Salad? Cranberries? Whatever you like." "I can do that," he said. "Around 2 on Christmas Day?" "Sounds like a plan," Jane agreed. She continued on her walk and didn't even complain when Winston had to pee on every signpost and fire hydrant instead of just some of them. Maybe Vince would become a friend, and maybe he would just be a good neighbor, but either way, she'd have company for the holiday, and who knew? Maybe in a year or two, she'd be hosting an annual gathering of holiday orphans. After the walkies and the dinner for both herself and Winston, Jane did curl up on her couch with a book and a mug of tea. The lights on the other houses were reflected in her window, and for a change, the silence of her house, punctuated only by the soothing sounds of her sleepy dog, felt cozy instead of constricting. Opening and closing music is a mix of Chris Zabriskie's The Oceans Continue to Rise from the Free Music Archive and a clip of whales singing off the coast of French Polynesia provided by Kivoy to freesound.com. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartel and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International license. For detailed show notes, including my contact information, please visit my website at bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.